is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The big day is Tuesday, November the 3rd, where the U.S. gets an opportunity to end the chaos, nightmare, and pure evil of the presidency of Donald Trump and his administration, which includes his henchmen and women in the Senate and Congress. Early voting has started in New York on October the 24th. Your vote is your voice. Your vote is your power. Mr. Figaro, why do we vote? Why should all eligible voters vote in this election?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. November 3rd is when we vote. And why do we vote? Because the people we elect to office, they pass laws. The president, he signs laws into enforcement. He has the power to have executive orders. President KKK Russian Trump has used his executive orders to destroy immigrants coming to the United States of America, to destroy immigrants who already live in America. In New York State, every one person in four is a naturalized U.S. citizen. That means that they were born in a different country. They got their green cards. They became citizens. On November 3rd, that's when we fire KKK Russian Trump and we fire his Republicans in the Congress and Republicans in the Senate. If you want to live in America, I actually mean live, because of this pandemic, we need to fire KKK Russian Trumps and his Republicans in the Congress and in the Senate. Yes, if you do not go out and vote, you are part of the problem. Yes. So when people call and say, Mr. Figaro, how about immigration? What can I do to help my family overseas, to help my family here in America? What can you do for me? Mr. Figaro could only do for you based on the law. I don't make law. Lawyers do not make laws. Lawyers are part of the legal system. We follow the laws that are already there. We look at the general rule. We look at the exceptions to the rules. We look at the exceptions to the exceptions. And we try to find ways to help our clients. If there are no laws to help you, then how can we help you? You are the one who is empowered as a U.S. citizen on November 3rd to fire KKK Russian Trump, to fire those Republicans who support him. We need change, and we have an opportunity on November 3rd. A lot of people have voted already, and those of you who didn't vote, you need to get out there, because it's not only the president we have to fire, we have to fire his colleagues in the Senate. We have to fire his colleagues in the Congress. We need to clean all the garbage out of Washington. We need to get rid of people who believe that black lives don't matter. We have to fire people who don't believe that immigrant lives don't matter. We have to fire those people who think workers don't matter. They think that we are dispensable. They look at us like, as KKK Russian Trump would say, as people from shithole countries, quote unquote. He thinks that we are worthless human beings. He thinks that we don't even belong here in America, whether we were born here, whether we came here as immigrants, and whether we are all the hard workers here in America. He does not care. His colleagues in the Congress, Republicans, his colleagues in the Senate, they do not care about us. KKK Russian Trump has stacked the U.S. Supreme Court so that our civil rights will be taken away from us. He wants to take away our health plans so that we die. He had the privilege of all those doctors. We don't. So that he could say, oh, I have a cure, even though that's not true. KKK Russian Trump is killing us. Literally. He is killing us. He is killing our children. Those children on the border that were separated from families. You think that if those were white people on that border, he would separate white women or white fathers or white mothers from their white children? No. He thinks that we are not people. And those publication newspapers that are run by Rupert Murdoch, they are facilitating a dictator, someone who is a killer. So Rupert Murdoch, Fox, and all of those right-wing conservative, and they're misusing the word conservative, those are the ones who want to destroy us, and we have to stand up to them. I say to my people in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, stand up and be counted. Whether it be the census, and now whether it be this election here on November 3rd. So if we want executive orders that could help us with our immigration issues and civil rights issues and health issues, if we want laws passed on comprehensive immigration reform and other legislation that could help us survive this pandemic or help us get jobs. We need to put Biden and Ms. Harris in office. Yes. We need to fire KKK, Russia, and Trump. We need to fire those Republicans in Congress and in the Senate. You have to get up and make a difference. You understand? And you people out there, when you call and we talking and you getting those free legal consultations, ask the lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. If you come to my office and you tell me you didn't vote and you have the ability to vote, I'm going to run you out of my office because you are part of the problem. Don't tell me you forget. Right? Don't tell me you get lost. Don't tell me you had an emergency. Don't tell me your wife didn't wash your clothes or your husband didn't wash the clothes or you had nobody to keep the children. Stop making excuses as to not voting. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, so many of our people have died so that we could vote. Think about it. You don't think Martin Luther King would like to be here with his wife all those years, his children, his grandchildren? You think he liked taking a bullet? Or Malcolm X taking a bullet? These people died. Taking a bullet ain't no easy thing, you know. Dying for a cause. John Lowe is beaten on the bridge. Beaten. You know it is to get some batons in your head and they're treating it like a dog or worse than a freaking dog. They treat the dogs better than us. You ever see them walking around with their dogs? Yeah. You see how nicely they treat the dogs? You ever hear a white person make a call and lie about the dog bite them and the dog didn't bite them? We are in a state of oppression. We are oppressed as a people. We need to stop turning the other cheek. We have to go by the Old Testament, not the New Testament. Stop turning your cheek. Another thing, God is a stupid God. He would want us to continue turning our cheeks. Maybe if your wife commit adultery or your husband, you turn the other cheek. Forgive them. But don't forgive KKK, Russia, and Trump. Don't forgive those Republicans in Congress and in the Senate who are destroying us. And if any one of us in our community understand that KKK, Russia, and Trump is KKK, Russia, and Trump, then you smoking some bad weed. You understand what I'm saying? If any one of you don't understand that KKK, Russia, and Trump is a racist, where have you been? You really don't care about your children and your grandchildren. You don't care when your kids and them get stopped and frisked and they want to beat your child or kill your child. You really don't care about yourself, about when your family had to go in a hospital and they cannot get the proper care. How about we come into this country? We need a visa. But white people in Western Europe, under the visa waiver program, do not need a visa to come to America. A white man, a white woman in Germany could come to America even if they just ate their meal from a garbage can in Germany. That's the visa waiver program. Any white person in Germany, Italy, France, Belgium, the Czech Republic, Norway, Sweden, they don't need a visa to come to America. And this has been a long time. You're coming from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, according to Trump, shithole countries, we need a visa. Yeah, so they could scrutinize us before we come in America. They don't scrutinize Western Europeans coming to America. They don't even like Eastern Europeans. So if they don't like Eastern Europeans, a lot of them look similar to Western Europeans, what do you think they think about you from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and African Americans, born, bred, came here as slaves, they breed you in this country. Like a dog or a cat or a cow. We were assets. And when the master don't like how his wife look, he come and take your wife, your husband, your children, and have sex with them. These rapist slave owners. They were the animals. We are not animals. they are the ones uncivilized. We are civilized. In fact, we took their Christianity and we practice Christianity better than them. They say, come, you know, we'll give you Christianity because you are not civilized. What's wrong with them white people? Yes, the slave owners, the KKK Russian Trumpers. We need to understand that we have to survive, our kids have to survive, our grandchildren have to survive, and how we do so, step one right now is November 3rd, when we fire KKK Russian Trump, when we fire his colleagues that support a racist man there. So those who want to support racism, those who want to support us being beaten down, we need to get rid of them. And we have that right on November 3rd when we vote. Call your family in every state. Tell them, get up and go and vote. Call your family in every state. Tell them, get up and go and vote. If you have to volunteer to keep people's children so that they could go and vote too, do so. Help your family and friends to go out and vote by being their babysitter, whatever. And in January, when the Democrats control the presidency, when the Democrats control the House, when the Democrats control the Senate, we could get laws passed that put human life first, that put us, the majority of America, all the workers in America, we will be able to get jobs. We will be able to get medical insurance. We will be able to be treated like human beings. Not like, I don't want to even say dogs, because KKK Russian Trump and his colleague, they treat the dogs better than they treat us. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. This is when you could help me do my job better by giving me better law to work with. So please help me to help you. Love, peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes. Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.